what they thought they had, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, well, it's working out. But I was pleasantly surprised what I was getting at. It's running real low power like this. And last night, didn't tear up the battery, and the thing was still on this morning when I got up. So I figure I like to fully charge and discharge a brand new battery like three times. And then start using it normal.
Dog alarm went off. Let me see what's going on. WA6D, KD.
5QD, standing by.
Okie doke, we is back. So you had a manual and a transceiver, put it in the wrong box, maybe right box. Yeah, I guess it helps to have all of the ducks in a row and no goose involved.
Sorry, my daughter was trying to do gymnastics on my on-the-wall towel holder in one of my bathrooms and just about pulled the thing out of the wall.
Yes, they could have been twins.
There to hang up two towels and a hand towel and she starts trying to do a chin-up on the bar sticking out of the wall. I have to go get a screwdriver and tighten that up here in a little bit.
Yep, like I said, she could have been twins. And so could the little man. Could have had four for the price of two or something like that. But anyhow, the good old days. Yeah, I know of what you speak.
Well, the difference is, you know, the older radio, of course, they're not around anymore. This thing, like I said, it was, I mean, I told Peter that the other night when I unpacked it. It was like brand new. And still had a little rubber on the screen and whatnot. Anyway, yeah, I think they, I don't know. But the difference is the older one, because there's some, it was like their initial step into this format of radio, which they're still making. Same buttons and everything, just a couple extra features. This one has... Oh, but like one little thing the newest ones have. The older ones, you know, they're actually a bit more than this one if you, you know, bought a nice used one. Of course, normally they come with a few extra accessories, and ICOM, for some reason, they are very, very proud of their base charger, $75, you know, and think of a Bofang, you get it for $25, it comes with all the goodies. But then the newer version, you know, I don't know, the newest one's about $400, and these are about $300, because you can find them still new in the box. But, man, for $115, I think this thing turned out to be a lot better buy than I thought.
Well, that's always good, ending up with a better deal than you thought. Kind of handy that way. Well, I'm pretty near done in the radio shop. Might find an interesting used something on a rare occasion, but I seem to have enough in here already. So I think I'm done for a while anyway.
Gotcha. Copy that. But it was an impulse thing. I just typed the number in one day. Happened to be on Amazon. I was ordering something else and typed it in there. And I saw that. I thought, are you kidding me? And I went and looked at it. And I tried to do a little bit of reading on seeing what the difference was. And there's a few little things that it leaves off. You can't use it for APRS and whatnot for the old one. This one does all that. And anyway... Yep, pretty amazing. A little GPS chip in it, and, you know, it has compass and a bunch of things, and if everybody programs their stuff right, you can actually sit there and see how far and how far away somebody is and the direction, and anyway, it's just, it uses coordinates, you know, and actually send that information back and forth while you're talking, which is kind of, I don't know, track somebody down in the woods, maybe, if they all had the same radio, which ain't going to happen, but anyway, you get the idea. You know, it's kind of a nice surprise today when I... popped the battery off that thing and thought, man, what is this exactly? Because, like I said, the book menu just wasn't making sense. I realized the with the proper software, it's a nice little thing. Because I thought, I'll put the four or five things that I need. And I won't program anything I don't need because I'm doing it manually. But once the computer program is available, it makes it really easy to do.
Easy to do for you and some, but not in this room. At least for the most part. But anyhow, I've got enough radios and they don't need any programming. All you gotta do is turn them on and use them. At least that's all I do with them and chit chat wherever. The good old days of working on them things are a thing of the past. It's kind of an old history lesson, I guess.
Program is not that hard. I mean, this thing, you don't even need a cable. You just pull a little chip out. It's just a matter of you type the frequencies in, you tell it plus or minus offset, and you verify that the pre-selected offset is correct. So it actually pre-selected for 2 meters or 440, and which those are very standard, unless it's something weird. You can tab over to your tone, pick your tone, tab over, tell it the name you want to call it that you want to see on the screen. And unlike some of the other radios that only show the name if you put a name in there, this one actually shows both, which is kind of cool too, because you have the name of what it is. Like what I'm on now, it says crossband, and then underneath it actually has my frequency and all that information there. So like I said, you can type it all in one time and then save it to channels and turn a channel knob, as opposed to typing it in every time you try to change a frequency. And one thing I don't like about this one that some of the others do is if you put tones and stuff in on a particular frequency, it does not save them. So if you change frequency and you go back to where you were, you have to tell, I need the tone back on. So in VFO mode, let me qualify that. So you'd have to go through the effort of saving. Anyway, be able to do it. Like I said, you type it all in one time, and it's easier to type than it is for me to sit there and scroll through a VFO knob and a couple of buttons and all of that. You can do it on there just typing and clicking, and then save it and stick it back in the radio.
Just program a few channels for whatever's handy and leave it go at that. And so I had their in-memory channels, and they were all done by hand except for the one in the car. I don't know nothing about that poor guy. Except barely how to operate it. But anyhow, Net's coming on here pretty quick, so we'll get ready for that. And relax and get a cup of coffee for the second round. I think I'll be doing the hosting on the Gossip Net this evening, so we'll be over there. Or actually, it's right here, but we'll be there anyway. So have a good evening. We'll see you on the Nets. Maybe we can chat in between Nets or after the Gossip Net. KG5QEZ, WA6DKD.
Didn't realize what time it was. WA6DKD, KG5QEZ, 73. We will talk to you in the future.
QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. This is Kilo Golf 5, Bravo India Mike, tonight's net control for the Cleveland County Amateur Radio Services Training Net. Welcome to this evening's net. The purpose of the training net is to promote the ARES program in the Norman, Oklahoma section, to share ideas and information, past traffic, and as a preparedness and training drill for emergency net procedures. Break. This is a directed net. Please address all traffic through net control. Net control will request check-ins by full call sign followed by your name. Stations with announcement, please advise net control at the time of check-in. If you are only participating for the count, please answer with count only. Following the roll call, we will take additional check-ins. Break. Those not wishing to participate in tonight's net are asked to please stand by. If you have emergency traffic for the net, call the net control operator. Use the phrase break, break, or break emergency to interrupt the net for all emergency traffic. Stand by for the roll call. Okay, guys, first up tonight is 85GG Gordon. AE5L, Al.
Net control, this is AE5L, Al. No traffic in for the duration.
Okay, I have you down there, Al. Next up is AE5F, B. Bill. AE5EH Ed. AF5UK Scott. AF5TU Ski.
Evening, Net Control. This is AF5TU Ski. In for the count, sir. Have a good evening.
Okay, Ski, thanks for being here. Let's see. Up next, I have AG5LB Jeff. AG5DV Ed.
Good evening, Jim. AG5 Delta Victor. Count only.
Okay, got you down there, Ed. AG5DB Peter. Say that one more time. I think AG5DB Peter. Might be having trouble getting in. K2ARW George.
K2ARW George. Count only.
Okay, George, I have you down there. Next up is it's K5VL Victor.
Good evening there, Jim, in the group. K5VL with no traffic, count only, please.
Okay, Victor, got you down there. K5MAF Mike. K5JDW John. KA5RUZ Ralph.
This is KA5RUZ Ralph. No traffic, count only.
Okay, Ralph, got you down. Thanks for being here. Next up, we have KA7Y Phil. KB0QFT Matt. KB5LHM Justin.
KB5LHM Justin, count on me.
Okay, Justin, I have you down there. KC5WRL Dave. KC5UIM James. KC5PIQ Chris. 85ZYD Chad.
Good evening, Jim and the Net. This is KD5ZYD Chad.
KG5BIM, KD5ZVB Barbara. 5UGO Phil.
Good evening, Jim and the Net. This is KD5UGO. Count only.
Alrighty, Phil, got you down there. Next up is KD5ODN Kim. KD5MCM Aaron. KD5DA David.
KD5DA in for the count.
Alrighty, David, have you down there. KD5CKK Jeff.
Good evening, Jim and Annette. KG5BIM, KD5CKK.
Okay, Jeff, have you down there. KE5QZZ Scott. KE5DZE Lauren. KE5CZA JR. KE5BYV Steve.
This is KE5BYV Steve. Count only.
Okay, Steve, I have you down there. And then we have KF5ZER Daryl.
KF5ZER Daryl, count only.
Okay, Daryl, have you down there. KF5WRQ Glenn.
KF5WRQ, Glenn, count only.
Okay, Glenn, got you down. KF5WRO Thomas. Okay, Elliot, have you down there. KF5UZA, Rodney.
KF5UZA, Rodney, count only.
Okay, Rodney, have you down. KF5NRJ, Chris. KF5NRE, Tino. KF5NAG, Frank.
Hi, this is KF5NAG, Frank, count only.
Frank, have you down there. KF5JRP, Arthur. KF5DJH, Aubrey.
Good evening, all. This is KF5DJH, count only.
Okay, Aubrey, have you down there. KG5WAA, Brian.
This is KG5WAA, Brian.
Down there, Brian. Heard you on the Saturn net this morning. Good signal coming in. Stand by. I lost my place here on this thing. KG5UMQ, Ken. KG5SSW, Carl. KG5SSU, Mike. KG5QFA, Will. KG5QEZ, DJ.
Thank you, sir. KG5QZ, DJ, count only.
All right, DJ, have you down. KG5OR, ORI, Chuck. KG5MXA, Lucky. KG5MWY, Allen. KG5LQX, Gary. KG5IXS, Russell. KG5HTB, Jeff. KG5HTA, Nathan.
Jim and Annette, this is KG5HTA Nathan, count only.
Okay, Nathan, have you down there. Let's see, KG5BIM, KG5HSZ, Altus, KG5HKY West, KG5FBN Richard, KG5FBM Paul. KG5BIM, and I am present. And let's see, I have one announcement. KH6AAA, Tom. KJ4FUH, Al.
KJ4FUH, Al's here. Count only.
Have you down there, Al. Thank you. KJ7EFF, Jeff. KK5QS Quincy. KK5IO Wayne. KW5JC Jack. KX5MOT Johnson. N2MOT John. N5ZZM Dave. N5UWY Peter. N5SOF Mike.